off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Frank!
What?
How much longer?
3 hours.
Oh, my God. Can I watch what you're watching? Because the Wi-Fi is not strong enough for me to watch anything.
You should have downloaded movies, then.
I mean, I also have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's not good. Bathroom on the plane is busted.
What?
Yeah, but you can use the emergency can.
Where's the emergency can?
You're sitting on it.
What?
You just pull that cushion up and get that privacy screen over there. Is it a number one or a number two?
It's a number one.
Ah, let her rip. It's still gonna go out in the air anyway. Just keep on
flying. This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis, navigating the latest aviation news and information and just sharing a few little fun flying anecdotes. Now, I was on a cruise ship last week, hit Dominican Republic and the island of Bimini in the Bahamas. I saw a pretty cool seaplane activity over in Bimini, and I was pretty envious, but I wasn't able to hop on it. I just saw them take off. I was like, one of these days, we're going to get on one of these and go back and forth from Florida on the seaplane. But Dennis was actually flying at the same time. I sent him a picture from Bimini in the golf cart. I was cruising around the island and said, here, suck it, loser. And he turned and flipped it on me. He said, well, I'm in Key West. Look at me.
Suck it, loser.
Yeah. So we were, and he, what did you do? Fly down there for lunch or something, or what happened?
Well, late lunch. I took my daughter and her friend to Key West because they wanted to go, you know, someplace in Florida and explore a little bit. They were thinking maybe go to Miami or, you know, something like that on the East Coast.
Right.
I got a better idea. Let's go to the Keys. Like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. They were all aboard on that.
Yeah. Did you say you're going to do naked flying, by the way? Because that takes on a whole different meaning when you go to Key West, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes. Even if it isn't during Fantasy Fest.
Right. But, yeah, it really doesn't matter what time of year it is down there. But, yeah, you were flying with your daughter and her friend, so that probably would have been borderline, awkward. Special services, whatever. What.
Something along that
line. Anywho, yeah, anywho, it was all good. It was all good. So you got down there, they had a cocktail or two while you...
Well, I did the official, you know, had to go all the stops. We hit Hemingway Distillery almost as soon as we got out of the Uber and said, all right, you need to do some rum tasting. This is what rum should taste like. And it doesn't need a Coke to go with it.
Right.
And, you know, started there, Sloppy Joe's, walked around Mallory Square, looked at the cruise ship as it was leaving, things like that.
Yeah.
And then we decided to walk all the way down to the southernmost point, which, you know, is only like a mile and a half. I mean, we can do this. We don't need an Uber.
Right.
And I'm glad we did, because as we were just getting out of the Mallory Square area, we were one block off of Duval Street, and I'm walking past, and I'm like, what is this? Why do I not know this? The restaurant was called First Flight Island Restaurant and Brewery, but there's a big banner hanging off the side of the building says the birthplace of Pan American World Airways.
Wow.
How did I not know that Pan Am started in 1927 in Key West? The first flight was actually from Key West to Havana. And that's their first office building is right there in Key West still. So the next time we're in the Keys, we're going to have to, you know, make a point of going over and checking out this place.
So what is it now? A bar? Restaurant kind
it's
of thing?
Bar, restaurant, brewery, but then they have the signage out there, you know, announcing that this was the first home of Pan Am, you know.
This is where the first pilots got hammered before they hopped in a plane and flew to Cuba.
Well, this was probably their office building, because it probably wasn't as much of a bar and restaurant area as it is now, but it was the United States' first international air service in scheduled operation was occurring from Key West to Havana.
That's very interesting. So, I would have never thought that'd be the first route.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, how did I not know this? Of all the useless aviation facts in my head that I know, why did I not know that Pan Am started right here in West Florida?
Talk to anybody there at the establishment to get more background?
No, because I was in a rush with two other people to get to the southernmost point before sunset.
Right. Yeah, I'm just wondering if, I mean, is there a chance it could have just been a Key West tour scam?
No, it is actually legit. So
okay,
we definitely have to go check that out.
Yeah,
we can, you know, talk to somebody there and get somebody on the show. Or, you know, worst case, it's a great excuse for us to go to Key West.
Well,
again. Like I'm we in. Need an excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. That is a fun run. There's no doubt about it. Matter of fact, those low-cost carriers we were talking about earlier, they just started up some new service from Orlando. I think it's Allegiant is running nonstops between Orlando and Key West now.
Well, that's fantastic, because I was coming in there and I actually had to slow up the Mooney. Okay.
Yeah.
Do they not understand, you know, in the tower that I'm flying a Mooney? Because they actually asked me to slow up because Envoy, which is a American Airlines regional carrier, was on a 10-mile straight into the runway. And so they needed me to slow up to allow him to come in first.
Like how fast were you going?
Oh, I was heading downhill at about 140 as we were at 6,000 out over the ocean.
Yeah.
So we were heading down and he's coming in. So they wanted us to slow up. And so we basically got it down to gear speed and put the flaps out and just kind of cruised in at a leisurely pace for the last 5 miles.
So wait, he was in that, they were trying to take off or they were coming in?
No, they were landing. They were coming in for landing. They were ahead of us, you know, number one to land.
Yeah.
And he was like on a 10-mile straight in final where they were, you know, how they were vectoring them in. And I'm coming in from the north. He was coming in from the west. And so they needed me to slow up so that we didn't meet in the middle.
Yeah. That would not be ideal, but no, I would think he's coming in way faster though, or was he going against the wind or something?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I was coming down, you know, we were coming out of our cruise altitude. And so we were, you know, doing about 140, which is about his final approach speed.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right. So you slowed down and brought it down to what?
I was down to about 90.
Okay. So they were happy with you then?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I also just wound up making a little bit of a right-hand turn to kind of pass behind him. Because once I had him in sight, I just basically peeled off to the right, waited till he got past, and then joined number two over Mallory Square is about where I wound up turning in.
Yeah. So, yeah, last time we went down there, we did hit some weather when we tried to land, but no issues in or out this time for you?
Absolutely gorgeous. But let me tell you, it can get really dark in Key West tonight.
At night again, huh?
Oh, boy.
So
you definitely need, I mean, legally, you don't have to have an instrument rating to fly VFR at night. If you're coming out of Key West without a moon, you need to rethink about whether you should file IFR because there is no horizon. And if you want to get the vertigo and all the things that they warn you about, you can very easily get disoriented because you're taking off, you turn left off that runway. What do you see to your right? The line of lights from the island that could very easily be confused for a horizon.
And so you were talking about you're going to do some training, possibly.
No, we did.
Oh, my daughter did. I thought you bailed on that because of the night.
For their flight home, I didn't feel comfortable having her do a night flight home because they're just way too dark and she would have just been doing instrument flying.
Yeah.
But on the way down, we definitely took advantage of that and used it for some cross country flying and, you know, basically teaching her more about flight planning and, all right, we're at 6,000 feet. We need to get to this airport. How far back do we start our descent? And, you know, just thinking ahead of the plane kind of discussions. And so it was really good. And she had greased that landing in unassisted, which was nice.
Yeah. Well, but taking off at night out of Key West, it was so dark. So what altitude did you climb out of the airport to?
And we initially started at 3,000, and then with the air traffic control needed us, there kept bouncing. We wound up coming back again at 6,000. Well, we need you at this altitude. We need to change here. Do you want? Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Just tell me where you want me, and I'll just be there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, was it cloudy too, or was it a starry night, or no?
There was some lower clouds, you know, between like 3,000 and 4,000, but scattered. But
because any reference when you lose the lights of the islands, it's really hard to figure out where the horizon is.
Exactly.
Rely on your instruments then, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll let you fly.
Well, and you've seen that firsthand, Greg.
Remember when we did
your night flying down there over the Everglades? It can get dark fast.
It gets dark and it like you're flying in mud. You got your instruments, you kind of rely on them and
exactly.
Should be okay. Or you let Captain Dennis
take over.
AKA Captain Dennis take the flight controls. All right, on that note, we'll wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Yeah. Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.